Yeah.
I have a question about the little caption, I guess, that goes with the graph or the figure. If you make it yourself, do you have to cite it? I've heard that, as much as in the science field, I guess, that if you created it, I would have to put, like, Dreyas 2018 on it or something like that, at least just the year that I made it and then my last name. Or is that kind of already evident just in the fact that it's your project and your paper?
Here's my reading on that. If I'm ever drawing on somebody else's graphic, even if I make some minor alterations to it, I'm going to cite that just like I would any other text. I'm going to say, I drew on this, and it could be an edited, it could be expurgated, it could be an improved version. But if I'm drawing on somebody else's depiction like this, say I wanted to do a bar graph and I created alphabetical listings and had 18 and 19, you would all say, well, that's ridiculous. But if I did that, I would still need to cite back the original graphic, even if it were awful. But if I'm creating my own graphic, my view would be that it is, right? The distinction is, I would cite somebody else's, so if I'm including a graphic, then it's going to be mine. But, as with most things I've been saying today, definitely talk with your advisor, follow the conventions in your field for those kinds of things, because that is really important. More often than not, the problem is somebody grabs somebody else's graphic and puts it in there and does not cite that. So that's where we get into potential ethical issues. But you're even welcome to draw on anybody else's graphic, as long as you're showing you're citing it and what you were doing with it in your project.
And I would have to echo that too. It kind of, in some ways, makes no sense why you would cite a graphic that is based on your own observations. However, I have seen instructors here, especially, where they will want students to cite their appendices that have all the data in it as evidence that they got that information for this graphic out of this data set that was gathered on, May 1st through 15th or something. Especially if you're working with large different sets of data. So there is some kind of, there's not a general consensus that you don't have to cite it at all. So just, I would talk to your chair, look at what other people have done in the field. You want to cite stuff too, so that you're not taking credit for someone else's work, but you also want people to know where that information came from, right? So again, if you're drawing off a bunch of sets of data that you have in the appendices of your document, you want to make it clear that they could go to that appendices and make that same connection, right? You've just kind of summarized it or done it for them already.
Or I could imagine even if you're drawing on some other collective data set that is your graphic, I could see you wanting to point to the data was referenced from this site, even though the graphic itself is entirely your creation. So, yeah, no, I think that's a distinction. Yeah, you don't want someone thinking you're making up, you're fabricating data. You also don't want someone thinking that you're grabbing somebody else's depiction of that data